Battleford. The Fred Light Museum started 2023 with an almost entirely new executive, according to their January 11th meeting minutes, distributed at the town of Battleford's February 21st council meeting. 2023's executive includes Donna Laycock as the museum board's new chair, Wayne Clausen as the new vice chair, Alexis Christensen as the new secretary, Joanne Sturton as volunteer coordinator, a new position, and Angie Friedrich in her continued role as treasurer. After many years of being lucky enough to be on the Fred Light Museum Board, I have the distinct pleasure of becoming chairman following a great example of selfless volunteering in Floyd Anderson, Laycock said about her new role as chair following her 14 years of service on the board. I look forward to many years of honoring this amazing town's history and keeping the Fred Light legacy at the forefront of our fabulous town. Laycock, the granddaughter of the late Fred Light and daughter of noted historian Don Light, has been serving on the board since 2009. The museum has also set the dates for its three events in 2023, including a Mother's Day tea on May 14, Family Fun Day on August 11, and the 5th Veterans Banner unveiling on October 27. A potential winter carnival is in the works, and dates for upcoming day camps will be announced later. To date, 216 cash calendars for 2023 have sold, with 250 printed, with Alan Wahlberg, Norman Graw, Paul Fair, Mary Sherman and Tricia Stacy as the cash calendar winners in the last 3 months of 2023. Following Floyd Anderson's passing, donations received by the museum in his name totaled $2,150. In their review of the 2023 museum budget, lighting for the firearm showcases is expected to be $7,000 with $4,000 allocated in the budget. Museum manager Bernadette Leslie will discuss the board paying for the remainder, with the understanding that the board be reimbursed in the 2024 museum budget. $5,000 are allotted for second floor painting, including walls and stair rails. The board is concerned with having the museum manager's cell phone cut from the budget and strongly recommends that the cell phone be purchased.